Hello there, everyone. Delighted to be in your company, as always. Joining me today is our esteemed tech expert and master of trivia. How are you doing?
Absolutely splendid. I've been immersing myself in some truly captivating tech news. We've got a smorgasbord of AI stories that are bound to leave you utterly astounded.
Ah, I can hardly contain my excitement. Let me hazard a guess. Shall we be treated to more enthralling AI-related updates?
Spot on. Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves for a thrilling journey into the realm of artificial intelligence. It's bound to be quite the exhilarating experience.
Indeed. Microsoft's cloud services are on the rise with a remarkable 31% increase. Care to hazard a guess as to what's driving this growth? Yes, you've got it. AI, the darling of the tech world.
Here's a delightful twist for you. A teacher in Maryland ingeniously employed AI to impersonate a principal. Quite the clever use of technology, wouldn't you agree?
Chuckles. Well, that's certainly a novel development. But let's pivot to Meta, or as it was formerly known, Facebook. Rumor has it they're set to invest billions in AI. Could this be the first glimmer of hope for the AI-fueled metaverse that you're so fond of discussing?
Quite possibly. And on the topic of my favorite subjects, Tesla is really stepping up its AI game, with a strong focus on autonomous driving. Elon Musk might just outstrip everyone in the race to bring self-driving cars into the mainstream.
But it's not all about cars and social media, my friends. Xyra Therapeutics has just made a grand entrance with over $1 billion in funding for AI-driven drug discovery. That's an impressive display of faith and a staggering number of zeros.
Absolutely splendid. Are you prepared for what's to come, ladies and gentlemen? Take a seat, grab your preferred beverage, and let's keep this AI celebration in full swing.
Have you caught wind of the latest from Microsoft? Their cloud services are positively thriving, boasting a remarkable 31% growth in the last quarter. Care to hazard a guess as to what's propelling this remarkable surge?
Let me hazard a guess. Could it be the new AI co-pilots they unveiled last year? I've heard they're quite the multi-talented bunch. They can even whip up a mean cup of coffee, would you believe it?
Not quite the mark, old chap, but you've hit the nail on the head regarding the co-pilots. Microsoft has seamlessly integrated OpenAI's technology across their suite of products, proving to be a pivotal factor in propelling Azure cloud subscriptions.
An intriguing point indeed. However, word on the grapevine suggests that these AI co-pilots have yet to yield substantial revenue. Can you confirm the veracity of this claim?
Absolutely spot on. Microsoft is quite optimistic about it. They anticipate a substantial revenue growth from the co-pilots integrated into Windows, Office, and other products in the near future.
Quite the audacious forecast, I must say. However, considering that their GitHub Copilot coding AI now boasts 1.8 million paid subscribers, with growth surpassing 35%, it doesn't appear to be too far-fetched, does it?
Absolutely. Here's a fascinating tidbit for you. According to a Wiz report, over 70% of cloud environments now boast managed AI services. And who do you suppose is leading in total AI deployment among the major cloud providers?
Taking a bit of a gamble here, but I'd venture to say Microsoft, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely spot on. Their Azure AI services, including Azure OpenAI, are at the forefront. Azure OpenAI usage saw a staggering surge of 228% from June through October. Quite the remarkable feat, wouldn't you agree?
Marvelous observation. It appears that Microsoft stands out as one of the select few major companies demonstrating substantial revenue growth attributable to AI. Quite the commendable achievement, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's a testament to the potency of AI and its capacity to revolutionize entire industries. What are your ruminations on this matter? Do share your musings in the comments. And fear not, for in the next gathering, I shall present you with a cup of coffee conjured by an AI co-pilot.
Chuckles. I shall certainly hold you to that.
Ma Fuxing. Have you caught wind of that extraordinary tale from Maryland? A high school teacher found himself in hot water for utilizing AI to replicate the voice of his principal. It's as if we've stumbled into the midst of a science fiction extravaganza, isn't it?
Fascinating. AI-powered voice cloning, you say? That's truly cutting-edge technology. Allow me to elucidate for our esteemed audience. This innovative technology harnesses machine learning to replicate a person's voice, essentially creating a vocal doppelganger. However, in this particular instance, it appears to have been employed for rather dubious purposes.
A vocal doppelganger. Absolutely delightful. But you're quite right, it does have a rather disconcerting undertone. Just picture receiving a call from your superior only to discover it wasn't them at all. Quite the unsettling thought, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It's akin to a sophisticated rendition of the classic ventriloquist act. Instead of projecting your own voice, you're essentially replicating someone else's. It's undeniably intriguing, yet it undeniably prompts some ethical considerations, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely splendid. And to our esteemed audience, what are your ruminations on this matter? Do share your musings in the comments. And fear not, for in the next gathering, I shall present you with a cup of coffee conjured by an AI co-pilot.
And remember, my dear friends, with great power comes great responsibility. Let us wield technology wisely. Until our next gathering, this is where we bid adieu.
Signing off, stay inquisitive, dear listeners. Ari. Ah, our resident tech aficionado. Have you caught wind of Meta's latest proclamation? They're set to pour billions into fortifying their AI infrastructure. However, it appears that Wall Street isn't exactly raising a toast to the news.
Indeed. Meta's shares certainly took a tumble, didn't they? A staggering 15% decline followed their announcement that the returns on their AI investments might be a tad delayed. It's akin to promising a grand soiree, but informing the guests that the revelry shall commence fashionably late, wouldn't you agree?
That's quite the amusing perspective. Meta divulged this intriguing tidbit during their Q1 earnings call. They're ramping up their annual capital expenditure to a staggering $40 billion, a notable increase from the previous $37 billion, all in the pursuit of advancing their AI roadmap. A remarkable leap from last year's outlay of $28.1 billion, wouldn't you say?
Goodness gracious, that's an astronomical sum. It seems as though Mark Zuckerberg is advocating for Meta to make a substantial investment in the forthcoming years, aiming to cultivate even more sophisticated models and the most extensive AI services globally. It's as if they're constructing a digital Mount Everest of sorts.
Haha, quite the astute observation. However, it's not all plain sailing. Mr. Zuckerberg did allude to the fact that the expenditure will need to increase significantly before Meta can reap substantial revenue from some of the new AI products.
Indeed, Meta does have a strong track record of monetization once its new AI services reach scale. It's rather a waiting game, isn't it? Quite akin to eagerly anticipating the release of a new album from your favorite band, wouldn't you say?
Quite right, my dear fellow. It's akin to the art of baking a cake, isn't it? One simply cannot rush the process. One must patiently await its rise to perfection. And in Meta's case, it must ascend to a scale where it can commence reaping the rewards.
I may not be a baker, but I am certainly intrigued to witness the outcome of this AI cake. And to our esteemed listeners, rest assured that we shall keep you apprised of all the latest developments. Stay tuned for more.
Ah, you know how we adore delving into the realm of AI and technology, don't you? Well, guess who's once again causing a stir in the AI sphere? None other than our very own Elon Musk and his brainchild Tesla.
Pray, do tell, what's the latest buzz?
Quite the intriguing revelation from Tesla's recent earnings call, wouldn't you say? Musk boldly declared that Tesla is not merely a car company, but should be regarded as an AI robotics company. A rather audacious statement, I must say.
Indeed. It's akin to asserting that a Swiss Army knife is merely a blade. Tesla has been making remarkable advancements in AI and self-driving technology. Musk even went so far as to declare, if someone doesn't believe Tesla will achieve full autonomy, they should not invest in the company. Quite the audacious proclamation, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely splendid. And it's not just mere rhetoric. Tesla is indeed backing up its bold claims with action. They're in the process of constructing an expansive data center in Texas equipped with cutting-edge NVIDIA hardware. This move is poised to revolutionize their full self-driving system.
Absolutely fascinating. It's akin to fashioning a cerebral cortex for their AI. And it's not confined to the realm of automobiles. Musk also alluded to the prospect of Tesla introducing its AI-powered Optimus robot by year's end. Furthermore, they're laying the groundwork for a fleet of self-driving robo-taxis. It's reminiscent of a science fiction narrative materializing before our very eyes.
Absolutely. And there's an additional tidbit of intrigue. Tesla is currently in discussions with an undisclosed automaker to potentially license their full self-driving technology. It's abundantly clear that Tesla isn't merely dabbling in the realm of AI. They're steadfastly positioning themselves to reign supreme within it.
Absolutely fascinating. It's akin to observing a masterful chess grandmaster plotting their strategic maneuvers. I'm eagerly anticipating Tesla's next foray into the realm of AI. Quite the enthralling spectacle, wouldn't you agree?
Exidiseo. You know, we're always discussing the fascinating convergence of AI and healthcare, aren't we? Well, brace yourselves, because there's a new contender on the scene. Zyra Therapeutics. They're an AI-driven drug discovery startup that has just made its grand entrance.
Ah, yes, I do believe I've come across their name. Quite the impressive backing they've garnered, wouldn't you say? And for our esteemed audience, allow me to shed some light on the matter. We're referring to a company that harnesses the power of artificial intelligence to unearth novel pharmaceuticals.
Absolutely. They've secured funding in excess of $1 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. And would you care to hazard a guess as to who's at the helm? None other than Mark Tessier-Levine, the esteemed former president of Stanford.
Quite the intriguing conundrum, isn't it? One would typically associate a neuroscientist with delving into the intricate workings of the nervous system, not necessarily with AI drug discovery. It's a rather fascinating shift in focus, wouldn't you agree? And for those of you who may be unfamiliar, a neuroscientist is someone who specializes in the study of the nervous system.
Quite the intriguing development, isn't it? He's actually taking a sabbatical from Stanford to lend his expertise to Zyra. His aim is to harness generative AI to craft innovative pharmaceuticals. It's akin to employing AI to concoct a formula for pioneering drugs, wouldn't you say?
Quite the game changer, isn't it? But hold on, didn't Tessier-Lavigne step down from Stanford last year? And my dear audience, generative AI is a form of artificial intelligence capable of producing new data or information. In this instance, it's being utilized to devise fresh drug formulations.
Indeed, there was an inquiry into the veracity of certain scientific papers co-authored during his tenure at Genentech. However, a thorough investigation by a special committee concluded that there was no evidence of fraud or data falsification. So it appears that all is well on that front.
Indeed, quite a relief. So what's the strategy for Zyra moving forward?
They're strategizing to amalgamate machine learning, data generation, and therapeutic product development to fashion a drug discovery platform. It's akin to crafting a remarkably astute AI scientist capable of unearthing new pharmaceuticals.
Absolutely astounding. I'm simply brimming with anticipation to witness their groundbreaking innovations. It's quite remarkable how AI is reshaping every sphere, wouldn't you agree? And to our esteemed audience, if you're as enthralled as I am by this prospect, do stay tuned. We shall be vigilantly monitoring Zyra and their remarkable journey.
Indeed. With the substantial funding and exceptional talent at Zyra's disposal, I have every confidence that they will make quite a splash in the days to come. And to our esteemed listeners, do bear in mind, you heard it here first. IQ. You know how we relish delving into the latest in tech, don't you? Well, brace yourself for this delightful tidbit. Apple has just made a move in the AI chess game. They've acquired Data Collab, a Paris-based AI startup.
Data Collab. They're the experts in embedded computer vision, aren't they? It's akin to imparting the gift of sight and comprehension to computers, enabling them to perceive and interpret the world around them. They've crafted these remarkably sophisticated low-power, deep learning algorithms that operate directly on devices. Quite the impressive feat, I must say.
Indeed, always so well informed. But wait, there's more. NVIDIA is in the midst of a major maneuver. They're set to acquire the Israeli software company Run.ai for a staggering $700 million.
Goodness gracious, that's quite the hefty sum. Run.ai is undeniably remarkable. They specialize in assisting companies with the management and optimization of their AI hardware infrastructure. It's akin to serving as a personal trainer for AI, ensuring it remains in peak condition. And would you believe it, they've been in cahoots with NVIDIA since 2020.
Quite right, old chap. And there's a bit more to add. NVIDIA is currently in advanced discussions to acquire yet another Israeli AI startup, DeSci. They're rather renowned for their deep learning development platform, you know.
DeSci, the enigmatic acquisition. The exact sum shrouded in mystery, isn't it?
The price tag for DeSci remains shrouded in mystery, my dear fellow. However, it's anticipated to be somewhat less than the outlay for Run AI.
Indeed, it's becoming quite the enthralling spectacle, isn't it? The AI industry is truly ablaze with these acquisitions. It's akin to a riveting high-stakes poker game, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. We shall be right here keeping our esteemed listeners abreast of the latest developments. So, dear friends, do stay tuned for more exhilarating tech news.